Right on set.
Rolling. Action.
Hello. Welcome back to NCOT and welcome back to another industry interview. Today with us, we have Jenny Wendling, set designer known for movies such as Uglies, The Menu, and today's topic, weapons. We've had a lot of fun talking with people from the set of Weapons, and today Jenny was able to give us an inside scoop about how this amazing set was brought to life. Before we go on to the interview, make sure you follow us in all of our social media. You can find all the links in the description down below. And without further ado, Jenny Wendling.
Hi, I'm Jenny Wendling, and I am one of a few set designers from the feature Weapons. I've been set designing since 2018, and I've been doing it here in Atlanta for the majority of that. In 2018, I moved from, or 2015, I moved from Ohio to Atlanta as an architect. And after sticking around here for a few years, I found the film industry. I made some friends who were working in television and film. And I ended up on a stage that was wrapping out. I believe it was Halt and Catch Fire for AMC. And I said to my friend who was touring me around this empty soundstage, who makes these floor plans on the back of the set walls? Because this is what I do, but this looks like a lot more fun. So after that, I cold called people for months, and I worked in between architecture and set design. I was lucky enough to get one position as a PA in the art department for a pilot episode. And I got to see what everyone within the art department side of filmmaking was doing. And I said, set design, that's exactly what I do, except just in a different format. So that was kind of what sparked it all. And there's been, at the time, such a boom in Atlanta for work from 2018 to 2022, pre-strikes, I was constantly working. Yeah.
It's interesting that you bring up like your background in architecture. I have heard that that's something you should study if you want to get into set design. Do you think it is necessary, that it really benefited your work, or do you think there's ways to be a set designer without having studied architecture previously?
I think there are definitely ways to do it. I think that my drafting, my technical skills come from that, but everything else I've learned through working and through other art directors and set designers and production designers that I work with. As long as you continually treat work also like you're still in school and keep asking questions, I don't think you need to have that background, but the technical skills of working with 3D models and quickly being able to turn around construction documents and renderings, that's stuff that I got the foundations for in working in architecture and in school. So it helps, but I have also met a number of set designers who've come from theater, who come straight from film school, and all of them are, there are ways to do the job no matter what your background is.
For sure. We actually had the opportunity to interview Gretchen, the set decorator, and Cameron, the art director. I'm really interested in this collaboration that the set designers have to do with so many different departments, but also with the director and sometimes the actors. Like, it's such a collaborative thing to bring this vision forward. What was that? And what did that look for you?
Working with Gretchen and Cameron, I've worked with both of them before. Cameron was one of the first people I met in the industry when I jumped over, and his background is architecture. So we communicated well in that respect. And Gretchen and I had actually worked together on The Menu previously. So we already had this working relationship, and It's constantly moving. So I'm sitting in my office making construction documents, and decisions between them and Tom, our designer, and Zach, the director, are constantly happening. And that's, in one respect, very different from architecture, is that those wheels are not going to stop moving. And I am going to have to play catch up with the documents I'm creating. But the collaboration was very evident in this project in particular. There were so many moving parts, and the art department has their hands in every little bit of it, between stunts. I mean, it's not just the sets themselves, but the amount of stunts and special effects rigs that we got to build a set twice, once right side up and once upside down. So it was very interdepartmental for sure.
So you mentioned that there was a lot of different people with their hands in the set design. Did you have a specific location that you were in charge of, or did you get to play with everything?
I did do a little bit of everything. This was an interesting project because they started up pre-strikes and there were two other set designers working on it. And then when the show picked back up, those individuals weren't available anymore. And so some of the work had already been done months previously, and we're coming in and kind of inheriting this, but that made it so that we could focus our energy on other things. And so some of this major stage sets, Alex's house, first floor, second floor, I drew up the second floor of Alex's house. I drew up the Justine's house, Archer's bedroom. So it was mostly stage stuff, but Nate Crockmall, another art director on our team, he was always out on location getting information. I know I went and surveyed that dive bar in the middle of an afternoon, and it was so hot, and there were two people in there, one of them sitting at the bar, one of them playing slot machines in the corner, and it was just like, get in and get out, survey this place as fast as you can, because we need drawings for it. So I was all over the place, but I was very excited towards the end of the show. Our assistant art director, Justin Kistler, he had an opportunity to work on another project as a designer, and he left for that. And I got to step in as the assistant art director for the last few weeks on the job. And that was all the Act 3 chase scene. That was children chasing Gladys. So that was all of the breakaway doors and the breakaway windows and the fence that they smash down, and there's a fence they jump over, and like each of those needed construction documents. So it's checking what was built already, because a lot of these were locations. We turned Alex's house into another house for that sequence. And so there was a lot of, what do we already have? Yeah, you wouldn't know, but it's very white and modern looking kitchen that they run through when the family's having breakfast. That is
a very open concept, though. Yes.
Yeah, we took out some walls. We rearranged what cabinets we had, and we replaced all the windows with candy glass so that a ton of children could chase Amy Madigan.
Wow, I didn't cut none of that.
I mean, you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm glad that it wasn't caught. We did. That means we did our job right.
Yes.
It's so interesting to hear from someone that comes from your kind of background, because I usually see the art department to be one of the most like creatively packed departments. But the way you're talking about it is not only that, but also very mathematical, very like precise. And do you find yourself falling more into like less creativity and more like the specifics of what you have to do?
That's something that I notice constantly. And I'm always trying to figure out what do I want out of this career that I've kind of cobbled together for myself? Because I do see myself as support for the creative decisions that are made. And I myself I'm an artist in my own right, but that doesn't, when I come onto someone else's project, my brain switches to, what is a contractor out there ready to grind the sidewalk. We have one art director on the phone. Me and Cameron are in the office trying to draw it up and send it over to them. So there were definitely different aspects of making this random pieces of Atlanta into this town logistically. It was a puzzle.
That sounds like a very difficult thing to do, because obviously you have your idea, you have your script, but then you have to find the right location. You have to make sure that everything fits within the script. And if not, you have to switch it out. But what do you consider to be like the most memorable piece in your experience in this movie? And what was the most challenging as well?
I'll start with most memorable was, I mentioned earlier, we had an ongoing joke because in the script there were several places where it was written out that there was a Gladys hole. And so we had multiple sets that had Gladys holes in them. And at one point I made some friendship bracelets for the crew that has just a Gladys hole. But my favorite Gladys hole was when she is in Justine's bedroom over the ceiling, because it was practical. And we built that set upside down. And maybe this was one of the most fun challenges, was I ended up with the task of, how are we going to hang drapes upside down? And so we had drapes from the set decorator, and construction had provided a pliable sheet metal that we could adhere to the bottom of the drapes, hang them on a rod, and then fishing line it up, and they would still have that metal backing to give them the shape at the bottom, which was really now the top. And I took those drapes and I ran over to the costume department, and I myself am a quilter. And so I just like, is a seamstress in? I just have like a quick favor to ask. And she was not in. I said, well, could I use her sewing machine? And they were very kind. And I got to like do a little sewing one day. And then we put it all together. One day I was walking around the stage and the stunt guys were talking about that set, and they were wondering if our actress was going to, how she was going to feel in that space that was built coming out, because it was 4 feet off the ground. There was a hole, and then she was supposed to come out of that. And I myself am not ever sure of exactly the shot that the director is looking at, but we knew she wanted to come out. And so all of us, our brains are there. And one of the guys goes, well, she's 5'6". Who's 5'6"? And I was like, I'm 5'6". Let me get in that Gladys hole. And so I got to, for a brief moment, stand in just so that the stunt guys could check that she would fit in this hole we made for them.
There's usually these amazing stories of, I had to be in front of the camera real quick, or I was hiding behind the couch with blood. I love what happens.
Yeah, and there's no camera anywhere near this. You know, we're just the only people on stage one day, and no one was there, and no one will know it happened, but I do. And it was fun.
Yay.
Earlier you mentioned the menu, which is a movie that we absolutely loved. And I think the whole movie was so because of the set in part. I want you to tell me a little bit about your work in that movie and what you did to make that set.
That one was really cool. That was my first time leaving town. Like I said, I'm here in Atlanta, and that was my first travel job. It was just a few hours over to Savannah, but I lived there for 2 months to work on that. And I started remotely. The designer, Ethan Tobin, had given me a rough model of what he was thinking. And I modeled that restaurant to the eighth of an inch. Like, that 3D model that we had that we were working off of was the most accurate model I have ever made for a show, just because everything was custom. Every single element on that set was a custom build. And we didn't have a DP for a very long time. And so I was working, my model was in SketchUp, and I took it into Twinmotion, which is an Unreal Engine product. And we kind of it's a real-time rendering software. So we had the director, we had the DP, and we had the designer sitting in my office over my shoulder. And I'm trying to show them the shots that we could have. The set is not built, but we need to hurry up and like make some decisions lighting wise, because we were behind in that respect. So that was a lot of pressure, but it was really fun to be so detailed. And I felt like really bringing my architecture knowledge into play, just that it was a one set whole building. And we did do a few other outbuildings. I know I drew a chicken coop and a smokehouse and a bunkhouse, but obviously the Hawthorne is the set that needed to be. Oh, and there was the boat. Yeah. I drew up the boat too. I had so much fun. Lindsay Moran was the art director. She and I met on that, and we have become long-term friends, have gotten to work together again a few times since. And I'm grateful for that project. It was so awesome. And to see kind of legends walking around our set. Rafe Fiennes texted the designer at one point and said, love the Hawthorne. And I was just like, oh. Yeah, that one was the most celebrity interactions for sure.
No, and kudos to you, because both movies are just breathtaking for sure.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I feel very lucky to have landed where I am at right now.
And Jenny, what is a piece of advice that you would give to aspiring filmmakers, aspiring set designers?
You got take all the information that anyone will tell you. Even, I mean, 50% of the time, it will not be the right advice, but you have to listen to it to learn the mentality of the people you're working with. I brought something different to the table when I came in and started working as a set designer. And I know every crew member is always bringing something different. So, and it's such a subjective field, and I'm by no means an expert. Obviously, this is not what I set out to do. You know, I wasn't a kid who said, I want to be a director or I want to be in the movies. I went a different path and I ended up here. And some of the most talented minds have done the same thing. So you just have to absorb everything that's happening around you. Ask all the questions you can. Don't be discouraged by somebody's attitude. It's just a movie at the end of the day. And remember that it is the most fun you can have while being at work.
Now is time for the hardest question we ask people.
No, I think you might have an answer.
You might have an answer. What is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie, period? Or, sorry.
Yes.
Period. Oh, my God.
Yes, and why?
And why? Man. And one thing about working on Weapons, Tom Hammett, the designer, every single day he came and sat and had lunch with us, and we talked about movies. And he gave me a long list of movies to watch. And he wanted to digest them after the fact. He'd ask me if I'd watched it. I am a huge horror movie fan. And so I almost exclusively am watching horror films for the last 4 years. So I'm going to give you one of my absolute favorites, a comfort watch, if you will, is Insidious. I think the techniques that they use, they have some of the most iconic scares. I remember being in high school, that came out, and people were simply afraid of that image of Patrick Wilson with the demon behind his head. There's a moment, there's the other world, whatever it is, and the everybody in the living room just tilts their head, and they're just these techniques. It was like the first time I was really appreciating these scare techniques. And so it definitely holds a special place in my heart for that reason. And when I saw it for the first time, I'm going to give it to Insidious.
Awesome.
A great choice.
Have you seen The Conjuring Last Rites yet?
No, I have not seen it yet. I need to get there. I also heard that I'll be cursed if I do, but I'll take the chance.
Yes, pretty terrifying.
Yeah, it can feel pretty demonic. I can understand that.
Okay. I'll prepare myself. Bring some holy water.
What is coming up next for you, and where can people follow you?
Coming up next, the last thing I worked on, I just spent 7 months in Miami, Florida, working on season one of a Peacock show called MIA, crime drama. So that I've been set designing nonstop since February I went down there. So that will be on Peacock next spring. And you can find me just about anywhere with my name, Jenny Wentling. I'm on Instagram. That's my website, jennywentling.com. That's it.
Awesome. Well, Jenny, thank you so much for being here with us today. It was really, really a great experience, a great conversation.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. I'm Jenny Wentling. This has been a delight, and I can't wait to do it again. And cut.
Thank you so much for watching this episode.
You can follow us on all social media as NCOT the Podcast. And additionally, you can find us on YouTube and TikTok as That Film Couple for vlogs and extra content. You can also follow me on Instagram as sebi.mp4 and on Twitch as sebasparra1k.
And you can follow me at caitlin.mp4 on Instagram as well.
My name is Sebastian.
And my name is Caitlin.
And this is
NCOT.